This is the Sarcastic Voyage Podcast. Episode 156, part 2 of our 4th annual Clusterflunk Extravaganza, featuring Ron Algar Watt, Matt Robotham, and a vast assortment of listeners, volunteers, and suckers.
He makes music, all right? Yeah. He's a music man. Like, but not the music man.
No, that's a different guy. Wait, I always confuse the music man and the candy man.
Okay. Well, Candyman can take a sunrise and sprinkle it with dew.
And then get stuck to the floor.
Right. I'm not sure if the Music Man can make any kind of weather.
Well, maybe if he gets a weather dominator.
Well, that makes sense, sure.
I mean, they're available in every corner drugstore when Cobra takes over the world.
But I mean, like, anyone can make weather with a weather dominator. That's fucking easy.
Right. And fun.
It's the person who can make the weather without the weather dominator that's the real hero.
Is he a hero? Candyman's a hero now?
Yes, he's a hero.
And he can do all this while stuck to the floor.
He's the hero Doctor Who needs.
But not the one.
But not the one it deserves. Or wait, is it the one he deserves and not the one he needs?
He's the one who's dessert.
Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't feel good, does it?
Oh.
Have some terrible wordplay, Matt.
Oh.
This word sounds like a different word and I just said it instead of the other one. Now give me two words and I'll put them together even though they don't belong together. You know what? I'm going to shove this Lego into a Duplo. What do you think of that?
A Luplo?
Duplo. You don't have Duplos?
No, I know what a Duplo is.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's how your portmanteaus are. It's like you're trying to fit a Lego with a Duplo.
It works.
No, they don't work.
I do it.
Yeah, I know you do it.
With my skill.
You don't have skill.
My incredible skill.
No. Anyway, isn't the Music Man the guy who... That the way he rhymes is by saying that starts with T, which rhymes with P.
Yeah, I mean, T does rhyme with P. No one can argue about
that. That is such a cheap device.
It is.
That's such a... Well, of course, most letters rhyme with each other. Unless you're Canadian, then they're like Z.
That starts with Q that rhymes with 2 and...
two.
What's that spell? 2 plus 4?
There are 4
rhymes
lights.
With floor, which is where we're recording this song.
So you're just talking about what you see.
There, I can be a music man.
Well, you can be a music man.
I mean, I don't want to be the music man.
Can you be the piano man?
Sing me a song, Matt. I mean, I can sing you a song.
Yeah.
But it's the piano man.
Right.
And I can sing it to you tonight.
Yeah.
Hang on. Now I can't remember the lyrics without humming it.
No, I can only remember the lyrics of the Weird Al version about Spike.
Da 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 di di da. Ugh.
God damn it, Billy Joel.
Now, Paul at the... Wait. Paul is a real estate novelist.
What?
Not actually an occupation.
Nope.
Never had time for a wife.
Well, I don't think not having a wife... I think that's what people say when they're terrible with people.
Oh, I just never had time for a wife.
Yeah, no, you're hideous and ugly. Either that or you're secretly gay.
Well, he is talking with Davey, who's still in the Navy.
Really? Davey in the Navy.
For life.
And his brother Darmy joined the Air Force just to be a dick.
Fuck you, Mom and Dad.
Why did you even name me Darmy?
It's not even a name.
Your brother Gare Force is doing well.
He seemed like he had a good run of it. I think I'll go that.
But we don't talk about Post Guard. He's the black sheep of the family.
And he's talking with Post Guard, who's still in the Coast Guard, and making his family real sad. La da da di di da.
Na na's and doot doos.
I love songs with la la's, na na's, and doot doots.
I do not.
Well, you are out of luck then. Especially when it comes to the music of Billy Joel.
I am not a fan of Mr. Billy Joel.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
What, that I'm not a fan? I'm pretty sure I'm not a fan.
You're definitely right about being about not being a fan.
First of all, get a last name. Jesus Christ. We have them.
Billy Joel?
Yes. Pick a last name. Pick one from the barrel. You can take Smith or Jones, or you can take a weird one like, Cuntington.
Henderson.
No, that's not that weird.
Really?
Manfred Jensen.
Manfringensen.
Right, Mr. Sinlinden.
Mr. Torpelbatter.
There you go. Mr. Torpelbatter.
His father made Torpelbatter.
They inherited the Torpelbatter fortune.
The great Torpelbatter fortune.
You don't have to cook it. Yes, you do. But Billy Joel, I mean, I've talked about this before. That fucking song where he just reads out of an almanac about things that happened.
Something, something, something else. Something, something, something else. Something, something, something else. Joe DiMaggio.
That's not a... John DiMaggio? The guy who plays Bender?
John DiMaggio. It's weird. I've gotten to the point now where I don't think of him as the guy that plays Bender. I think of him as the guy that plays Jake.
No. I mean, I like Adventure Time. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But no, he's always Bender. Bender is great.
It's weird.
That is weird. That show is weird.
If you told me that a couple of years ago, I would have been like, are you crazy?
6 months ago.
Yeah, 6 months ago.
Last Emerald City, I said, you should watch this show. And you said, oh, yeah, I guess I will. And that's what you usually say when you're not, we'll never do it.
I mean, that's what I say to everything. And then most of the time, I never do it.
Right.
Unless I'm bored or out of video games.
But I handed you like this box of discs. I say, here, mm-hmm. watch all this. And you haven't watched any of it.
I watched a lot of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Really?
Mostly the Mystery Science Theaters.
I was going to say, did you see the episodes of What a Dummy I had in there?
No, that I did not check out.
Come on. It's a ventriloquist dummy who's alive.
No, I understand.
I don't think
that
you do. He's a ventriloquist dummy who's alive.
No, I get it.
And he always sits on the very large couch. And it's very mysterious how he self-animates.
There was a lot of very large couches in various puppets' houses.
There were a lot of really big chairs in Alf's house.
Yeah, you ever notice that? What a shit for him to run behind.
Or he was always hanging out by a table that had a huge tablecloth that went to the floor.
You know, on that topic, do you ever notice how in a Garfield cartoon, like, Garfield and John will be talking to each other and they'll both be leaning on a table? What is Garfield standing on?
I haven't noticed that, actually. He's usually sitting on the tabletop. And
no, there's lots of ones I've seen where they're both just standing behind a table. And it makes sense for John because he's a dude with legs. But Garfield's a cat and is significantly shorter than him.
But he is also fatter.
That's true, but you can't stand on your fat.
Well, I think Garfield can.
I mean, in certain strips, yes. In the early stuff, when he was like a mound, yes.
Yeah, but that's different because those were the days when Lyman was still around.
Ah, yes.
What the hell happened to that guy?
I assume he died.
Really?
That's the only reason that you would get to keep his dog, right?
I assume that John killed him.
That could be it.
And fed him to Garfield and Odie and Nermal.
Mm-hmm. Well, John didn't own Nermal.
I think he owned Lyman. I think they had some kind of weird gay thing because it was the late 70s. Mm-hmm. He had a Freddie Mercury mustache.
He had a massive Freddie Mercury mustache.
Yeah, and he lived with John, and mm-hmm. then he went away.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure they were. And, you know, listen, we don't judge.
No, of course we don't judge. I mean, we have plenty of reasons to judge John Arbuckle.
Yeah, Arbuckle.
You didn't know his last name, huh?
I did, but I haven't thought of it for years. But I was thinking a minute ago when we were trying to think of strange last names.
Arbuckle's a pretty good strange last name.
Yeah, it is. And it might be a real one, but I don't know any Arbuckles, so fuck the Arbuckles.
If there's any Arbuckles listening to this, go fuck yourself.
Especially Fatty Arbuckle, because he killed some people.
Oh, so there you go. Real Arbuckle.
Yeah, that's not cool. And he was fat.
He was a fat, murderous Arbuckle.
Like OJ, except he was an athlete and not an Arbuckle. But he was a murderer.
He was definitely a murderer.
Who was it that said on Twitter recently that watching Victoria Jackson on in UHF is like watching OJ in The Naked Gun?
Oh, fuck. Was that Gregory?
I'm not sure, but that was a fantastic
I don't line. Remember, but that was great.
Yeah, that was very amusing to me.
Yeah, you just – because I've had that happen. I'll be watching Naked Gun, and it'll show up, and I'll be like – oh.
Yeah, but the nice thing about that is he takes abuse through all three of those movies.
That is definitely true.
He gets Victoria thrown Jackson. In the water and dragged under a bus and just yep. all kinds of horrible stuff. Victoria Jackson gets to be the love interest. And
yep.
She doesn't deserve that.
No.
She is a crazy. Anyway.
Her and Weird Al dated for a while. I'd like to believe that they broke up because he couldn't deal with her crazy.
I don't know. I thought Weird Al was gay for a long time.
I mean, that's understandable.
I mean, again, mustache.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty much the code for I'm gay in like from 1978 to 1980 something.
Yeah, it's weird how things have changed. Now it's code for hipster.
Yeah, or it's a code for I'm curing cancer somehow.
That was weird, man. When my dad, when I saw my dad this month and he had a mustache. When I met my dad and he had a mustache, that was weird.
Did he cure cancer with it?
If he did, he didn't tell me about it, but I mean, that's nothing new.
Well, apparently mustaches have the power to cure cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Just like shaving your head has the power to cure cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
But that only cures cancer in, like, you know, Friends.
Well, of course. Like the Friends, like Chandler and Monica.
Yeah, yeah. If Phoebe had cancer, then you would shave your head to cure it.
I bet it would be hilariously wacky cancer.
I'm sure it would be.
And quirky, that's the word I was
looking for.
Could
it be any more cancerous?
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, John and Lyman.
Yes, that's what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. See, I feel like John snapped, killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then dissolved him in the tub with lye, but I might be thinking that just because his name is Lyman.
That would be mad ironic, is what that would be.
Yeah, or it just gave him the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, whenever I think of couples killing each other, mm-hmm. and they don't have to be straight couples, but most, I mean,
just
all of
any
them
couples.
Were, all of them were in these examples. When I watched Hitchcock Presents, 90% of Alfred Hitchcock Presents episodes were about a husband killing a wife or a wife killing a husband.
Oh, yeah.
And if that show had been made now, they would also be able to expand it to gay couples.
Yep.
And then you could have two other plots. Instead of man killing wife.
In our story tonight, we have a man killing his husband.
Right.
Another man. Here is a hilarious pun about death.
Oh, no, it wasn't just puns. He would wear a hilarious costume.
You will notice I am wearing a pith helmet. Because this particular story takes place in the jungles of Peru.
I've also put on a mustache because the person in this story is a homosexual.
This is a type of code, you see.
That dude's voice is fun to do.
It's also, we're doing it completely wrong, but yes, it is.
I don't care.
It's like you're doing a Winston Churchill or something, but then you've sort of been deflated and you're doing...
You have to add the B-word, fat.
Yes. God, that guy was so great, though.
Yep. How excited are you for that Hitchcock movie? I'm
pretty
excited. I
would like to see it. Well, I'm excited particularly because I just finished watching that show.
Mm.
Like, I just made a run through it a couple of months ago, and then we watched a bunch of documentaries about him.
Nice.
So it's like I'm going to completely get all the little inside stuff, which is
mm-hmm.
great. And I think it's Helen Mirren as his wife, which is...
That's a good combination.
Yeah, it is. Although Anthony Hopkins has one voice that he does for everything.
Yeah.
He's doing the same voice he did for Nixon. And Nixon and Alfred Hitchcock would not have been a very good gay couple.
I would like to see Alfred Hitchcock just reading off Hannibal Lecter lines, though.
No, I don't think
so. I myself cannot.
I feel like we need to retire... Silence of the Lambs line.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like they're just done so much.
That makes me sad, because I really like that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
And it's ridiculous.
But I feel like it's, you know, but those that handful of lines.
Mm.
I think if you can go deeper with it, if you can quote, you know, like stuff, like not the same 10 lines that everyone says.
There's a lot of appeal to me for the lines I can, I can smell your cunt.
Yeah, but like lotion in the basket, that's...
Oh, that know, I'm tired of.
Everybody's lotion in the, and you know, Fafa Beans, everyone does that one.
The problem is that there's a lot of good lines in that movie that I actually like, but they're overshadowed by the millions of lines that are in everything.
Right.
Like, I do try to stay away from, like, the Fafa Beans stuff.
Right.
To the point where I actually forget that they're in the movie.
Yeah. No, and you, whoa, that's what that's from.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, John killed Lyman, took his
dog. John killed Lyman.
Presumably just to take his dog.
Yeah, because there's no other way to get a dog.
Right. No, not that dog.
Well, certainly not.
I mean, otherwise you got to get one of those dogs that closes its mouth.
Well, we can't have that.
Did Odie ever close his mouth, ever?
I mean, he must have, right?
I don't know. I feel like when he eats, they must just shovel the food directly into his open mouth.
I mean, considering I've seen that's how Garfield eats, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Unless it's a Monday.
Mondays. Don't get me started on Mondays.
Oh, I'll get you started.
Oh, no, don't do it.
I'll do it.
Don't get me started.
Get started, Matt.
You're starting it. It's happening again.
It's happening again. So is Clusterflonk, incidentally. This is
That thing.
This is the second of our, well, it was going to be three, and now it's going to be four, because these segments are running long, and we like to talk to people.
We do like to talk to people.
We don't like to cut them off short, so
no.
These things end up being a little longer. So they're on our four episodes, so we're halfway through here.
Yep.
Very quickly, we are still doing our fundraiser. The cutoff for that is December 31st.
So act quickly. We need your money, please.
Yes, we do. Also, you need our cool stuff.
Yeah, have you seen this? Al just showed me a picture of the Dakota ring again. Holy shit.
Yeah, we now have a mock-up, and hopefully by the time you hear this, we'll have actual photos on the fundraiser page so you can see what everything looks like.
We got the shirt design.
We got the shirt design. We got the lunch boxes. We got the other thing that I can't remember. Oh, the badges.
The badges.
You get an official badge with your actual, like, Sarcasteer number, which is great.
Guys, we cannot tell you how awesome all of this is.
Well, the thing about the Dakota rings is you have a limited time to get them. This is the only way you can get. We're going to be doing exclusive content that you can only get with the rings, and we're going to give you the code, and then you figure it out and you go find it, and it's going to be really cool stuff.
It's not hard to get that stuff either.
No, not at all. The lowest tier of donation, which is $5, gets you a ring, and they're cool looking too.
Yep,
they're very cool. So please do that. Also, this is the end of the year, and we want to thank you guys for supporting us. We did get a lot of money already, and those of you who rallied for our sudden, abrupt need to get our performance venue, thank you so much
for
that.
Yeah, you guys are amazing.
Yeah, that was a great effort there. And that pretty much is it, so let's ask some questions.
Let's cluster some flonk.
I keep wanting to say that, and then I don't want to cluster flonk. I really don't.
Do you want to flonk some cluster?
No.
How do you feel about that?
No. I don't think that I... Well, no.
Do you feel better about it or worse about it?
I'm trying to think of flonk as a verb. And I'm not sure that I'm ready to make... I'm not sure we're close enough. I'm not sure
ready to make that jump quite yet.
I'm not sure we're at that point in our relationship where have him be a verb.
Well, what is it going to take? Do you need to, like, sleep on his couch for a week or something?
Yeah, I think I might need to see him flonk. If I see some flunking in action, then I might be convinced.
I think I'll enjoy my life a lot better if I never see him flunk.
That's fair.
Mm.
In the meantime, enjoy these questions.
Yeah.
Please. Enjoy them. We want you to
enjoy journeys.
Safe journeys.
Hello. I'm Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Bob. I'm Al.
Matt. I think we've met.
Well, first of all, we want to thank you for all the great voice work you've done for us this year.
That's very kind of you to say.
Fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's very honest of us to say you've done a fantastic job. And also for all the prep you've done for our fundraiser, which is still going on, and you should give us your money, goddammit, because we need it and we want it. And yeah.
Yes. You should give them your money, because there's some awesome merchandise that you can get for a very small amount of money.
Also,
there is.
I don't know if I've mentioned this yet, but really what Matt and I want to do is cash in the money for as many coins as possible so we can swim around them in them Scrooge McDuck style.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, where would you do that? Do you have a swimming pool that you can just fill up? Or
we can get a swimming pool.
You can get a money bin. They actually have money bins that you can rent from places that have sheds.
Oh.
Yeah. Arthur Two Sheds Jackson, I think one of his sheds is actually a money bin.
Huh. Come on down to Crazy Jimmy's House of Giant Bins.
I don't know.
For all your storage and hoarding needs, it's Jimmy's House of Giant Bins.
I thought it was Crazy Jimmy. Was he cured of his mental illness between one sentence and the next?
Yes.
The guys with the butterfly nets just sort of turned around and walked away like, oh, he's good now. It's fine.
He's got that disappearing, reappearing sanity disease.
Oh.
You don't have to point it out every time.
Oh, that's true.
I'm moderately saying Jimmy.
No, that's a fair point. He shouldn't let his mental illness define who he is.
Yeah, he can do other things, you know.
Can he?
He's not just always crazy and bin selling.
Name three.
Name three what?
Name three things that he can do.
Okay. He can install lawn furniture. He takes his kids out, and he enjoys fishing at the weekend.
Okay, what does he install the lawn furniture in?
I don't know.
The bin?
Baskets?
Oh, basket. Why is it always about baskets with you?
Is it always about baskets with me?
It is. You're constantly talking about bread baskets and charming snakes out of baskets and basketball.
Oh. Peach, that's only three things.
Peach basketball.
Well, he only had to name three.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's the rule of threes. It's comedy.
Oh, good. By that argument, this must be hilarious.
Yeah, well, there's three of us here.
Yeah.
One can only hope.
One can assume that it
isn't. One is definitely hoping.
Yeah. So, Bob, we have this question for you, which is sort of an epic poem of illiteracy.
Yeah, I saw.
And unfortunately, it is my turn. I'm
so sorry.
I had kind of hoped to plan this so that Matt had to handle this one. But
do you want to go back and forth on this one?
Oh, no.
Do you have to pronounce all of the exclamation marks?
Yeah, good luck.
Matt, how about this? Rather than going back and forth, I will read the text. You dramatically act out the punctuation.
Does that include the emoticons?
Yes. Yes, okay. It does. I will read the text. You can read it straight if you want, but I think I would prefer some sort of dramatic representation of what we're seeing here.
All right.
You think you can handle that?
Yes.
Very well. Is she mad or annoy at me?
Question mark, exclamation mark. Exclamation
okay.
mark, exclamation mark, question mark.
Okay, so last night I was texting this girl, and this is our convo.
Colon.
Her. you're nervous. Me.
Colon.
Nah, I get nervous around cute girls, that's why. Her.
Colon.
Lul aw. I'm gonna go sleep. Good nights. Me.
Colon.
Night. I just made your night, didn't I?
Question mark?
Anyways, night lol. Nah, I'm kidding, lol. She saw the text at 8:16, and she never replied.
Aww.
Is she creep out or mad or annoyed?
Question mark? Oh!
Is that a bad text to send?
Question mark?
I was kidding. I honestly didn't mean to say that, lol. How can I fix it?
Question mark?
Additional details is...
Inverted commas.
Do you guys call them inverted commas?
What?
We've been known to.
Or are you just going Anglophile with that? Either is acceptable. I'm just curious if...
I guess it could be... It's that or quotation marks, right?
Right. But I'm curious, in Canada, do you use inverted commas?
I panicked.
Fair enough.
Brahma!
I just made your night, didn't I?
Question mark?
Anyways, night, lol. Nah, I'm kidding, lol.
Inverted commas.
A bad text to send?
Question mark?
Did I mess up?
Question mark?
Is she creep out or mad or annoyed?
Question mark? Ooh!
I was kidding. I honestly didn't mean to say that, lol. How can I fix it?
Question mark?
I think I really like your read on the colon O.
Yes.
Surprise face.
That's my favorite.
Yes. So, Bob, first you must interpret what the hell's being asked here.
Made so much simpler by our reading of it.
I think so. I think that helps you. Rather than reading it and trying to digest it, at least you can hear it out loud and maybe try to process it that way.
Right. So I think there was like a cute little transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Is it called a transaction? And there's no money involved? I assume she's not for sale.
I'm not sure. I think a transaction has to at least involve an exchange of some kind, of an actual physical, like if you're bartering pelts for flaxseed, I think that's still a transaction.
But if you're exchanging backwards, up the right side smiley faces for left side, I don't know. So there's like a lovely little exchange. That's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Between them, and there was cute. I'm gonna go sleep. Good night. And then I think the gentleman may be right that there was a faux pas. Where the I just made your night, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Matt, what is that with the thank you.
Yes.
with the tongue sticking out. Mm-hmm. Inappropriate lols.
Oh, there's and, this thing is lousy with lols.
Yeah, they're all over the damn place.
Yeah.
So it, I think it appears that he made it sound as if that he could have left it at this nice little meet cute moment where there was a little bit of dialogue.
Hang on,
and
hang
then
on.
They would cut to the next scene.
Did you say? Did you say this meet cute dialogue?
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
Like from a movie.
Yeah. Meet. Gotcha.
Meet.
Uh huh.
E two E's.
Gotcha.
M-E-E-T.
Oh, oh. Yes.
Yeah, in my head, it was EA.
Yeah, that is exactly what it was. It was cute meat.
And then he took credit for the exchange, bringing her joy instead of just leaving it lie, mm-hmm. and letting her have that warm, thoughtful moment going to bed. He pointed out, "Hey, I said something cool, huh?" And that's never a good thing to point out to people, because if you said something cool, then, you know, the evening will go well. And if you didn't, then why point it out?
That's a fair point. Matt and I are all the time saying cool things and never telling anyone about it. Cause...
That's true.
That's right.
Because some of the stuff's just for us, damn it.
Yeah. In fact, most of it's just for us. I was going to say the miles of tape, but I guess, I don't know, how would you, I guess gigs of... files? That doesn't sound nearly as impressive.
No, I prefer the idea that you have miles of tape.
Yes, and miles of Keith.
And not counting all that time before the podcast recording right now that we're doing, that we weren't recording, and we said funny things, but no one got to hear them.
Right, exactly. Most of that ends up on the cutting room floor, and I do have a cutting room.
Yep.
And the floor is just lousy with lols.
Oddly enough, though, you don't have a floor so much as it is like a grate.
Right, and it all sluices down the grate. Mm-hmm. Did I use that right?
Wow.
Lewis's? Yes.
Yes.
That is a wonderful grasp of grammar that you have.
I'm positive that is not correct.
Period.
I'm positive that Sluis Tully or Sluis, wow. CK or Sluis the 14th.
You're thinking of Sluis CK.
Oh, no, really. I am. Right.
Wasn't that a ride at King's Dominion? The log sluice?
No, you're thinking of the Loogie Sluice.
That sounds really disgusting.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, it was one of those Nickelodeon green slime gack things.
Oh.
Where they're kind of making disgusting things cute.
Man, it was weird when that was popular.
And then you exit out a giant colon. It was not pleasant.
No.
Yeah,
but at least it wasn't a 40-pound impacted chalky colon.
Did you have to write it if you didn't say, I don't know?
No, you had to write it, no matter what.
Yeah.
It
was mandatory.
Yes.
That's no fair.
If you were this tall, then Yogi Bear in a stormtrooper outfit, and I mean Nazi stormtroopers, not Star Wars stormtroopers, will march in and grab you and force you to ride the ride.
Come with us to the picnic basket!
There it is, the baskets again. What the fuck with the baskets?
Baskets.
Why are you basketing all over the place?
Baskets.
So you're saying this kid needs to be more humble is what you're saying.
Yeah, that was the first part of it. And then he makes it even worse by saying, nah, I'm kidding, lol.
Yeah, nobody thinks you're kidding when you say, nah, I'm kidding, lol.
Right. But it makes it worse because it almost seems as if it negates the entire exchange and makes it as if he was joking, mm-hmm. about her being a cute girl. And that's got to make her feel... perfectly awful.
On the other hand, how do you dig yourself out of that hole?
I don't think you do. I think that
you're pretty screwed.
Shown yourself to the world that you're a jerk and not
and
to be
a coward.
Coward. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So really, this guy is just a social misfit, and
he's doomed himself.
He's a misfit of science.
Mm-hmm.
And he lacks even the powers of Matthew Starr.
I would like to point out that he's worried this woman is not responding to him. She did just tell him she was going to sleep.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember that the kids these days, they will.
Oh, they do the sleep texting.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I'm curious when he submitted this question. Was it just? I mean, she saw the text at 8:16. Well, how does he know that she saw the text? Did he get a receipt?
You can actually get software now that like tells you when you've seen the text.
Okay. Well, if she did, then Then what? Was it 8:17 when he posted this?
Yes. Why isn't she responding?
It's possible. I unfortunately, like, they do have timestamps, but I usually don't paste them in unless they're relevant. Mm. We actually had one that we almost used. We, you know, of course, we try not to go political, but this was broad enough. The question was, who do you think will win the election, Obama or Romney? And it was from, like, November 26th. It was like Thanksgiving. It was like 3 weeks after the election.
I love the idea of someone who just wasn't aware that the election was over.
Yep. I mean, even I in my cave.
Yep.
I love that you said broad.
Did I say broad? Oh, so I did. Well, I meant dame. Sorry.
Check up those gams.
Anyway,
well,
of course,
at least you didn't say dinghy broad.
Well, no, I don't have a dinghy. I have a...
You just said you had a dinghy!
Yeah, it's in your basket.
Yeah.
It's in your in basket. You never check your in basket. No, what I was going to say is kids actually do sleep text now. I saw an expose on it on the local news. They call it slexting.
Oh, Lord.
Sleep texting.
Yes.
Wow.
You may...
Is it sexy sleep texting? So is it
sex slexting?
Yeah, that would be sex slexting. Right.
Slex.
Yeah. It gets very complicated. I think.
But then that also gets confused with sex lex texting.
Right. Which is when you're dyslexic and trying to sex text in your sleep.
No, see, it's when you're texting sexual fanfics about the TV show Lex.
Oh, Lex with two X's?
Yes.
That's a lot of X's.
Yep.
I'm glad I've just stuck with telegrams. I think it's a lot simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is Western Union doesn't do them anymore, so you have to go with these sort of shady third world black market telegrams now.
Where the guy in the plain white van comes to your door.
Right, exactly.
Hey, buddy, you order a telegram.
Writes the telegram on the paperback and then sets it on fire. Rings the bell.
Man, I thought it was dog poop. Just a telegram. Disappointing. All right, Bob. Well, always a pleasure. Do you want to plug any kind of thing?
Oh, my goodness. Did we actually answer the question? I didn't mean to do that.
We haven't answered a single question.
No, we haven't.
I
would not worry about it.
No, I would just say, you know, definitely check out the merchandise that is available in exchange for donations for Sarcastic Voyage, because there's some really amazing stuff there. And if you also want to check out HokuTiki.com, HOKU-Tiki, TIKI.com, you'll find the Post-Atomic Horror app on that website.
Mm-hmm. So you will. So when I asked if you wanted to plug anything and you said no, what you really meant was yes.
Yes.
Very well.
No.
You've seen through his web of lies.
I have. His basket of lies?
Yes.
I think we're done here.
His basket
I love you guys.
Of lies.
Hello, I am Vishal Bharadwaj, not the famous director of several films you may like, but I would like to apologize for them anyway because, God, they suck.
Oh, Matt, I think we got the wrong Vishal.
Oh, damn, not again.
No, you got the right Vishal.
We were looking for the film director.
The
well-known
Well, first of all, he only speaks in Urdu for some reason.
You might have gotten Vishal the lovable rascal.
That's true. Or Vishal with two Ks, the well-known Dutch author. So first of all, Vishal, we've mentioned this without you here, but we want to sing your praises, kiss your feet.
Sing your feet.
Other parts are also available.
Yes, for the tremendous work you did on our fundraiser logo, and also for our forthcoming new logo, which we'll be unveiling after all our fundraiser stuff is over.
Yes.
Ooh, cool. So we're actually talking about this right now? I thought it was like a total surprise.
Well, we're doing a new logo. That's all I'm going to say for now.
Yes, we're hinting at things.
Yes.
Okay.
This is called a teaser.
We don't want to confuse people by putting too much out there at once, so...
well, true.
A little bit at a time. And plus, you know, we got to sell some shirts, man.
Yeah, come on.
Ah.
And thankfully you have given us... well, really, we're going to sell shirts with the Jennifer Connelly's boobies logo.
That thing is going to sell a billion shirts.
We can do that, you say?
Yes. Why not? We should. Yeah.
Well, one reason I can think of why not.
Strike while the cleavage is, I don't know, parted?
Listen, Jennifer Connelly's boobs belong to the world.
Yes, they do.
If they don't have a good lawyer.
Especially me. Well,
look, I can only imagine how long you spent on that illustration.
And also, they belong in a museum.
Yes,
34 seconds.
I doubt that. I completely doubt that.
That's true. You can whip out so many good-looking boobs so quickly. I may have a job for you later.
Look, I have spent my entire life wanting to draw purely to be able to whip out boobs whenever I want.
Well, isn't that why we all do things, really? Isn't that the whole point of art?
It is.
To whip out
boobs. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Yes, exactly. All right.
It's not about meaning and truth. It's about boobs.
Is lying.
No. Truth and beauty. Ah, boobs.
Ah, boobs.
Totally boobs. So, boy, do we have a question for you.
Oh.
We had a few favorites, but this is the best one. This is unquestionably the best one we found.
Really? Did no one ask about their favorite sandwich again?
Well, these are pulled from Yahoo Answers and various other...
Yes, but I'm sure people on Yahoo Answers want to know what people's favorite sandwich is.
No, because usually they want to answer to their homework. It's mostly teenagers.
If the question was, please explain what Washington's favorite sandwich was in three paragraphs.
Right.
Then maybe. Mm.
And the thing about that is you'd have to figure out what kind of sandwich you can eat with wooden teeth.
Mm.
So you need very soft bread.
Hmm.
And,
you can't really cut many things with wood. You can cut wood with things, but man, this is an existential question. Oh God.
Are you saying he should eat wood?
No, I'm saying he should eat saws.
Well, maybe he did. For all we know, he did.
There is a prequel to Abraham Lincoln Vampires.
Oh, I was just thinking that's a prequel to Spielberg's Lincoln.
Or Spielberg's Jaws.
Ooh, crossover.
The thing is, Washington totally could have fought vampires because he just had to make his teeth into tiny steaks.
Ooh, yeah, you could just bite them back.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. God, this would be awesome.
Yeah, I think we got a film pitch here. Quick, throw a trademark sign on all this.
TM, patent pending.
So this question is,
wonderful.
Yes. Let me read this exactly the way that it's written so that you get this precisely. Did the humpback, HUMCHBACK, of Notre Dame have a girlfriend? I gotta tell you, when we were compiling these questions, there is nothing I've seen that makes Matt laugh more than humpback. I'm not sure why. It was kind of funny, but the fact that it makes Matt laugh so much has made it so much funnier. So, what do you think?
Sometimes I've been this delighted by anything. I think the last time was the devil.
Yeah, you do like the devil.
Hoo-hoo.
Yes, hoo-hoo. Exactly.
The rollicker.
Yes.
That is his most famous name. That's what he's known by.
Rollicker.
Dale.
The guy who hired Dick Bats.
You know, I gotta say, you incorrectly identified Vishal as the inventor of Dick Bats.
I thought he was.
No. Nope.
No.
Brian invented them.
No kidding.
I just, you know, developed them, as they say in TV.
Yes, exactly. Okay. No, you made them great.
But so it's like Alan Moore didn't create Swamp Thing. He just made the definitive run.
Right, exactly.
Well, true. I'm the Alan Moore of Dick Becks.
You need to put that on your business cards, like, right now.
If you don't, we will.
Co-creator of George Washington's vampire steak teeth. And the Alan Moore of Dick Becks.
And then someone has a new Twitter bio.
All right, but back to the humpback.
Yes. The humpback.
Yes.
Don't forget.
Of Notre Dame, right.
Notre Dame, yes. Naturally, I looked at this question and I spent too much time thinking about the actual, you know, hunchback of Notre Dame.
Right.
And obviously, overthinking this, I have three answers now.
Sure you do.
So let's go with the first one. The first is obviously, referring to Quasimodo, the protagonist of Victor Hugo's novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Right.
who was, I'm guessing, actually Hunchback, who actually reads this. I've seen the Disney movie years ago.
Right.
I mean, I tried reading it, but then it turned out I was just watching Les Miserables.
Les Miserables?
How do you pronounce it?
Miserab.
Really?
Come on, your country is bilingual and one of the languages is French.
Yeah, I've already told you, I don't speak French.
I know, but it never ceases to delight me that you can't even say, like, Pepe Le Pew.
Have I ever told you that I did 2 years of French in high school?
No. Do you speak any French?
No, because my teacher was not French. She was Indian and she had a very thick South Indian accent. So I can never actually use it of that in real life.
Well, I think you'd be a bit of a show-off if you could, because you already speak English and Hindi, right? That would just
I speak English, Hindi, and Kannada. I can understand Marathi and, like, 2 words of Tulu, which is another language.
Oh, god damn
it. No one likes a trilingual.
Well.
But that's fairly normal for someone from Bombay. You will know about 3 or 4 languages just by default.
Oh, I barely know the one. I
barely know the one.
I thought he really was the Hunchback. Okay, so dude from the Disney movie.
So Quasimodo, up in the tower, you know.
Hanging out with gargoyles.
Yeah, hanging out with gargoyles, going after hot gypsy chick, I think. I don't even know if it's politically correct to say gypsy anymore.
I think it was back when she was a gypsy. You're probably okay.
Well, true. Yeah. But the problem with Quasimodo is that he is a literary character, and like all literary characters, they don't actually have girlfriends. They only have love interests.
Right.
True.
So, you know, there's no way that guy was getting any actual action. He was just pining all the time. So,
That's what you did in any book written prior to, I don't know, 1900. You just pined.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all you did.
You were sad.
So that is the Hunchback of Notre Dame de Paris. Secondly, I thought, you know, given my vast knowledge of sports, obviously, the University of Notre Dame, as you say it, Notre Dame, I can't even get that, my tongue to do the right thing to say.
I don't know, but I love people not from here trying to do American accents. That is,
Notre Dame.
Tell us more about the Hunchback at Notre Dame.
Yes, it's like I can't help but giggle anytime any American military person in a movie or anything says, "You gotta do your duty."
Well, we do love our duty. All I can do about that is try to pronounce that T as hard as I can. My duty.
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 Yes, it's like,
it doesn't make it much better.
No, but it's a little better.
Duty, duty.
I also try to say internet instead of internet.
Library.
Yes.
Yes. So the Hunchback of Notre Dame is obviously a little known American football playing position.
So you got a fullback, you got a halfback, and you got a hunchback. I gotcha.
In Canada, they have a loony back and a toony back. That's a different thing.
Don't forget the baby back.
Right. I want that.
So the Hunchback, I'm guessing, does not actually have an official designation. Mm-hmm. He's just like this secret guy they get on the team. He's like the football. He's a football savant. You know, he stands around there dodging the ball, trying not to get hit. But right. You know, he's got intuitions about everything. He's got a hunch, you could say.
Oh God. You took a long way to get there, and when you did, it hurt. I physically felt that. Ah.
Oh my God, that was so worth it.
And of course, being like all intellectual men in sports, but you know, underappreciated men who don't actually do anything and run away from the ball, just as I did when I used to play soccer in school.
You can say football. We understand. Actually, I thought India was all about the cricket.
Oh, yes, it is. Which just in the Middle East, you cannot escape soccer, so, and football. So, our school did have a football field. Yeah, there was a cricket pitch as well.
Sports, Al. They're not Canada.
Well, that is true. Although, you guys have hockey and all of our stuff. Mm-hmm. But
we have field hockey as well, which is actually our national sport.
Really?
Yeah.
But no, you're talking Wii India or Wii?
India. India.
Oh, okay. Huh.
The national sport is actually hockey.
Really?
But field hockey.
Right.
Oh, well, that's that doesn't count.
See, to me, field hockey was what the athletic but still kind of hot girls played in high school. Mm-hmm. And they had these skirts and oh, man.
Yeah, field hockey I could makes watch me field hockey, but...
Is that what it makes you? Wistful?
Yes.
Is that the word you're looking for?
A wistful boner. So you had three answers. Is that all of them?
Yeah.
Or is there the,
well, the Hunchback obviously, you know, does not have a girlfriend because, come on, which man thinking person in sports has a girlfriend?
That's a good point.
And finally, we have to take the question very literally, mm-hmm. the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Right.
Well, you know, that guy is getting all that he wants. I mean, come on. Once you go humps, you don't go back.
I always heard it was, once you go humps, you do it a bunch.
A bump. No, a bunch. Yeah, bumchy. Oh, God. That is the worst, or possibly the best, I can't tell.
It could be both. It
could be. Every now and then I really want to go back and actually type these answers in for these people, and this is one of those times. I also wonder if somebody's actually writing a paper, because that's what these usually are.
Yep.
Somebody doing their homework and wanting the internet to answer for them. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if somebody's actually writing a paper about the Hunchback's girlfriend. That would be fantastic.
Whether or not she exists.
Yes. Or maybe it's a sequel to The Time Traveler's Wife. It's The Hunchback's Wife.
The Hunchback's lady friend.
That could be. All right, Vishal, well, always a pleasure, and we don't talk to you nearly enough. And,
no, we do not.
Basically, I just say, here, draw this, and now draw me more things, and draw me further.
You're not drawing fast enough.
Yes, draw harder. But always a delight, and we appreciate your
efforts. I'm fairly sure Draw Harder is a Nintendo 3DS game somewhere.
Well, Draw Hard with a Vengeance, I'm sure, is coming next.
Live Free or Draw Hard.
Today is a good day to draw hard.
That is the name of the latest film, isn't it?
Yes.
I know, and I'm
a
sad.
A good day to die hard.
Apparently he's fighting Klingons in that one.
See, that would actually get me to go see it.
Oh, God, that would be awesome.
Right?
Yippee-ki-yay, Bartok.
Hans Gruber with a apostrophe. All right, Vishal, we will talk to you again soon.
See ya.
Hi, I'm Chris Coleman. I'd like to think of myself as a funny guy. I am a voice guy on the podcast, and I like to talk to people.
I think, well, then we're in luck.
I think that checks all the boxes that we require of our guests. So, good show. The more you talk, the less content we have to provide.
Oh, thank God.
I can breathe. I walk.
I have numerous functioning organs.
Do you have all your organs? That's not a requirement for the podcast. I'm just wondering for...
No, I am fully entonsled. Yeah, I'm good. I haven't had my appendix out or anything.
Matt, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Body Farms.
Organ A, Arvest Hay.
You know, Organ A doesn't really translate well to Pig Latin.
No, it doesn't. Plus, I feel like Chris is a college graduate and probably has taken some Pig Latin, so doesn't really help.
It really is the easiest language course.
I don't know. Esperanto is pretty easy, too.
Mm.
As we proved in a recent episode, our pal Joe just flawlessly read some Esperanto. So it must be easy, right, if he did it.
Oh, yeah.
Esperanto, my ex-wife lists that as one of her interests on Facebook and goes to conference. I mean, it's like real hardcore about Esperanto.
Wow.
And
now, does she call it an interest, or does she actually consider it a language that she speaks? Or have they thrown their arms up and said, no, we give up. It's not a language. It's just a hobby.
She's a dead language person. She would resuscitate that shit. Toot sweet.
Well, there was that infamous movie that actually Shatner did.
Right. That was yes, I'm aware of it. But go. Don't let me interrupt you. I know the movie that it was shot. It was paid for by like the International Society for Esperanto. It was funded specifically to make sure that. Exactly. Yeah.
bang up job it did too, because now it's just a trivial footnote. Hey, you know they made a movie about Esperanto?
Yeah. No, seriously, people paid for this thing.
Yeah. All right, so we got a question here for you. And speaking of not providing content, we just dug this up from the bottom of the internet dumpster.
Yep.
Matt, I believe it's your turn.
Who's going to watch a TV show about an internet dumpster?
Why don't you read the question?
I am 20 years old and am trying to get my tubs tied so I never get pregnant. Is this bad?
There's so many layers to this this question.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's really only about 15 words here, but it's packed full of...
Yeah, this one's a doozy.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, there's the moral... Let's start at the end with, is this bad?
Uh-huh.
There's so much information we're given that this person's 20 years old seeking hysterectomy, not great with spelling.
And I assumed they actually wanted to get their tubs tied.
But yeah. I figured this was a plumbing question.
Sure.
Oh, there's that.
Well, it is.
It is that. It is that. The fact that this person, the first thing that they're concerned about is whether or not somebody thinks ill of this decision, mm-hmm. this life altering decision, it makes me think, it's bad that you care.
Well, it's bad. Not only that, but they're throwing it out to Yahoo Answers to, you know.
Clearly we're the brightest of the brightest.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you people going to morally judge me for this? Well, probably they're the internet.
We love morally judging. We're the internet.
Right.
But this is just the bottom of the barrel. Not to judge, but I'm gonna judge. Holy shit. Like,
yeah.
Where are you? What have you done? Where are you that like you, from what well are you putting the lotion in the basket when you send up a question? Really? Holy Christ.
I'd like to think that people like this are actually making life decisions based on, you know, the general consensus of whoever the hell is on Yahoo Answers.
I can't do this until I know what Yahoo Answers thinks.
And it's one thing to ask, okay, what should I order from the Chinese place tonight? But should I have a life-altering surgery done?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to focus on one word. Uh-huh. What is the difference between going to get your tubes tied and trying? Does this mean that there's not a medical professional involved in this process? Does this mean that you know, I'm on my third attempt?
I just picture a doctor leaning over her. She's already cut open. Just, well, here we go.
See, I'm picturing like a friend of hers said, oh, no, I got this. I can totally handle this. It's fine.
Look, it's just tying something. I've been tying stuff since Girl Scouts.
Yeah, cutting and tying. I could totally do this.
Yeah.
I see scam.
What's that?
I see scams involving chicken gizzards. Like, yep. Got them all.
Like that dude that was was the dude that was curing Andy Kaufman, where he had like the face.
Oh, the face tubes tire, yeah.
Right.
Polaram, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was looking for those stones.
Pulled out Andy Kaufman's chicken heart.
Right. And then Andy Kaufman ate bugs and
yep.
Yeah, I got nothing. I was trying to link that to Tony Clifton, and I lost it.
The problem here is that you can make up as much weird shit as you want for this, but Andy Kaufman probably did it. So.
Yeah, there's really no topping that. I was hoping you would answer it as written about her getting her tubs tied.
Yeah,
he took a left turn on you, dude.
Yes,
it did. Yeah, but tubs tied.
People how to answer questions. I mean, they're going to answer them the way they want. So
it makes me think of Miami Vice when I think of Tubbs.
Crockett's going to rescue Tubbs because he's tied.
I got a bad feeling about this one, Crockett. I've been tied up.
All I remember about Miami Vice is that there was you probably remember this, Chris. There was a machine, a little thing you could buy called the Miami Device.
Oh yes, oh, the hair shaver.
A razor that was permanently set to stubble.
Right, and you know, right after when Miami Vice started to cool and George Michael started to rise, you saw that he was the one guy that sort of benefited
from
the Miami Vice. I was a huge Miami Vice fan, but it occurs to me now, having just sort of, you know, poorly imitated Philip Michael Thomas, that he was just Mr. T without the tremolo. Like, like if you put a little bit of it, you talk, you know, that's Mr. T's got that gruffness in his voice,
right?
And take it away, and you just put a little more islands in it, and it's Tubbs.
Wow.
Well, if nothing else, this has proven to me that we need to write at least one sketch about Mr. T and one sketch about Miami Vice.
T is short for Tubbs.
Ooh. See?
Oh shit!
Wow. You just blew my mind.
or Thomas.
Oh yeah. Now you've got this whole fucked up, like, St. Elsewhere kid, like, right. Way of tying together all the 80s guys.
The Munch. He's the Black Munch.
Right.
Somehow the Scream was worked into it.
Some kind of, like, odd League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, only it's like two or three. It's like the League of, I guess I'll watch this because nothing else is on, gentlemen.
The League of Three Guys from 80s shows.
Oh, no. There'd be Manimal.
Ugh.
And there'd be the powers of Matthew Starr. That guy would be in there.
I feel like it's so low on the showbiz entertainment scale. It's not even blaxploitation. It's other sploitations.
Miscellaneous sploitation.
Yeah, like, you know, like ghetto, not even ghetto, like lower middle class sploitation films, or, you know, something. It's not even racial sploitation. Well, that's going.
I mean, Philip Michael Thomas, he was kind of light-skinned. I always assumed he was, like, Hispanic or something, maybe. I didn't realize he was a black dude.
That's possible. I got the sense he was more islands, and he certainly played up his island cachet in Miami Vice, but I get the sense that he was more of a film star of the late 70s that fell into television. Like I know that he did films. I think he's in Mahogany or something like that. I don't know, but he did have like a lesser Billy D. Williams career.
Oh wow.
Late 70s.
Wow.
Lesser Billy D. Williams. He did commercials for Colt 40.
Colt 35. Works sometimes.
He was the understudy for Arrow. Lando. What's that?
He was Arrow.
Whereas on the other hand, Don Johnson was a pop star who was just doing TV to while away his time until he could record that hit single.
Oh, I remember that.
I don't. I was trying to think of what the song was, and all I could think was Party All the Time, and that was Eddie Murphy.
It was Heartbeat by...
Oh, fuck. Yes, it was. Matt, you missed out on... I don't know if you had this... in like growing up in the 90s, but a lot of TV and movie stars thought they were rock stars and cut singles, and oh, it was awful.
I don't remember that. We did have a lot of wrestlers trying to do that.
Oh yeah. No, that wait. Happened.
We had the Chicago Bulls.
Oh god. Yeah.
The Super Bowl Shuffle. That was probably the most embarrassing.
It was the Bears. It was the football dudes.
The Bears.
Really?
They had a dude called the Refrigerator.
He was also a G.I. Joe. Like,
oh, yes, he was.
Football.
He was a singing G.I.
Joe. Wow. They tried to tie all that stuff up back
then.
That's
synergy there.
Wow.
It's not enough for me to want to be a football star. I also want to be a singer, and I want to fight the forces of Cobra.
I feel like all we need is the barest thread of a plot, and we've got a Venture Brothers episode with everything.
Yes.
Philip Michael Thomas and the Chicago Bears Super Bowl Shuffle and throw in some Billy D.
It could be like a flashback episode, like set in the 80s.
Right.
And Brock would have the same hair.
Yep.
And yes. Doc would have like that horrible mustache that he had. And maybe the boys would just have been born. And yeah, he'd totally do that. Well, we have other people to ask questions to, unfortunately. This is always a pleasure, and I hate to cut things short. But
thank you. Bye-bye.
Internet people, it's Sabrina, your friendly neighborhood bear, Molly.
Hey!
We haven't mauled you with a bear with a while now. And
at course, least a while.
Yeah. Oh. Certainly there's nothing happening soon that, yeah.
Yeah, don't
nope.
be on the lookout for anything.
Nope, don't open your Christmas presents yet. It's not a. It's not Sabrina being mauled at all.
Nope.
It's a bike. It's a bike with a puppy.
A bear-shaped bike puppy.
Uh-huh. A puppy riding a bike.
I think I've seen that Tumblr.
Probably. Puppies on bikes.tumblr.com.
Yep.
Or fuck yeah, puppies on bikes.
Both?
Yes. And of course, pictures of Benedict Cumberbatch with puppies on bikes.
With Loki.
Right.
Hey.
Sabrina's just like, yeah.
Keep going.
Uh-huh. Oh, and David Tennant. I can go. Okay, so, boy, do we have a question for you.
Oh, lordy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, lordy.
This one's long. Matt, we're going to have to take turns with this one.
All right.
You start it out, and then I'll pick it up.
All right. How to rid my house of this malicious entity? I know there are skeptics who will poke fun at this. It won't faze me. I guess I'm what's called an empath. I began seeing spirits when we moved into our current home when I was 6. I'm now 23. At 15, I began feeling and seeing them, demons too, wherever it'd go. When I was 6, it'd tell my mom, Mommy, make the mean man in the checkered shirt go away. Shed play into it for a while, then start dismissing it. I recently found out there had been a murder-suicide in my house just 4 months from before we moved in. The murderer lived here and also always wore plaid shirts. My papa-grandpa passed, whom I was very close to, passed away when I was 20, and all negativity stopped.
I can smell my papa when he is here, and that's pretty often. Now the negative energy seems to come back whenever my papa leaves. Myself, and others whom I don't tell of the hauntings beforehand, will see a tall, dark, hooded figure in my hallway and hear stomping up and down the hallway at night when no one is awake. We also hear violent banging on our front door. When we are looking at it through the window, we can see no one is there, yet we still hear the banging. We always try to find logical explanations, yet we can't. My church says to pray to God, but that seems to just make it worse. I've been examined by multiple psychiatrists and other durs, and I can find nothing wrong with me physically or mentally. Matt, let's do the last sentence together. You ready?
Any advice
as far as other...
Others of local explanations for supernatural explanations would be greatly appreciated.
All right, Sabrina. Do you even know? Oh, sorry, there's a footnote. As an empath, is there anything I can do to regain control of any given situation where a spirit becomes like this again?
You don't have to be an empath to see that.
What do you think, Sabrina?
My first thought is the church saying to pray to God, not just being is the funniest part. It's
yes.
like...
I'm praying to God, but it's making it worse.
Welcome to my entire adolescence.
It's like some atheist ghost or... No,
the thing about atheism is, like, if you pray to God, nothing happens. This is, like, devil worship, I guess.
Yeah.
Because God's your active enemy.
True. Paganist, Satanist. And yeah, I apologize if anybody's in that...
Oh, man, if we have any Satanist listeners, I totally want to interview you. Yeah. And we don't judge, we won't mock, but I got some questions, man.
Hi, I'm the ghost of the devil.
You do love the devil.
I do!
Do you think he's involved with this in any way, Sabrina?
The devil?
Yes.
He does love plaid shirts.
Mm. He enjoys fucking with people.
That's true. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some of that here. And he does smell like your papa.
That's definitely true.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, because the whole fire and brimstone thing kind of probably smells like old people.
Yep.
Right.
Or
and
old, I don't know.
Well, and there was a murder-suicide in the house.
Yep.
True.
Only just 3 mows before they moved in.
Wow.
That's, 3 mows and a hoe?
That's not many mows.
At least they weren't flaming.
That's true. Those are copyrighted, I think.
Are they?
You know, 3 mows is probably the ideal amount of mows.
Is it?
Yeah. Any more than that, you have more problems.
Oh.
So, and apparently, I'm assuming...
Thank you for just rolling on after that.
Yeah. Me. The murderer that lived there wore plaid shirts, so are we going back to the 90s?
Yeah, it could have been Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know.
So first maybe, ghost of Kurt Cobain being
upset for some reason.
So maybe her papa smells like Teen Spirit. That makes total sense. And then he's haunting them for the death of grunge.
I mean, you know, if I were married to Courtney Love, I'd be mad at it even after I was dead too.
All right, thank you, Jay Leno. Listen, the terrible puns I don't mind, but that was like late night talk show host shtick. You can do better than that.
I'm defending that she's pretty awful.
Oh, she's awful.
Yeah. And she's at least she looked like a horrible crack whore now, but now she looks like a horrible crack whore with money.
Yeah,
she's had plastic surgery.
Oh God.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
So Kurt Cobain could be this tall, dark hooded figure. He's just wearing a hoodie.
Yes.
Which
as we all know, England is terrified of.
Cardigan. He did like cardigans.
Did he? Yeah, I suppose he did.
Mm-hmm. There's that one picture where he's wearing that t-shirt with that green cardigan. That's which true. Is kind of now they call him like grandpa Kurt, like grandpa sweaters. I don't know.
Well, oh, so maybe he is Papa.
Or Papa maybe. Grandpa. As he is known.
Papa Grandpa.
I feel like Papa Grandpa sounds like the character in a children's show.
Hi, kids, it's Papa Grandpa.
Hey, Papa Grandpa!
Don't tell your parents.
What was that one from... I'm going completely off topic here, but that's okay.
Sing over topics.
Do you guys remember on the Weird Al show that he had, like, Saturday mornings?
What do you call it? Papa Bully.
Yeah. I do not remember that.
And Baby Bully.
That's actually not that far off topic because Kurt Cobain was a huge Weird Al fan.
That's awesome.
Didn't you know about that?
I think... No, all I knew was that when he found out that Weird Al wanted to do a parody of Toast...
Parody of Toast?
Yes.
Bread?
Smells like Teen Spirit, yes.
He was like, well, that's now we know... Of Toast. That was when we knew we made it.
I don't know.
No, he was excited. He was like, yeah. Yay, I love Weird Al, that's great. I was very pleased to learn that.
That's awesome. It's always nice to hear when people you like Weird Al. It's a good indicator of whether they're decent or not.
That's why I don't like Coolio.
Yeah.
What's that?
He only did that to humor him that one time.
Yeah, he was a bit of a jerk.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's got that song that sounds way too much like Sarcastic Voyage. That is just unacceptable. I'm going to sue him.
Yeah.
So then we've got Kurt Cobain, possibly Papa Grandpa. Like Teen Spirit, which is weird because he's Papa Grandpa.
He's the Papa Grandpa that smells like Teen Spirit.
Well, I feel like Teen Spirit's been around a long time, and teens that wore it back then are now grandpas.
I could see that.
That's probably what they called it back in the day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Violet banging on the door.
Sure. Through the window.
He,
on the walls.
He brought a drummer?
I can see that.
Like a little drummer boy?
Isn't that the dude from Foo Fighters?
The little drummer boy?
Yeah, the little drummer.
No.
Kurt Cobain's drummer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the Foo Fighter, the guy who fights Foo?
Yeah, he fought Foo and played the drum for Jesus.
Oh.
But he's the devil.
Yeah, he played the devil in the Tenacious D movie.
Yeah.
That's
well,
very...
who better to play drums for Jesus than the devil?
Well, Ringo.
That's the ultimate ironic Twilight Zone twist.
And praying to God doesn't work.
Oh, well, that's true. No, praying to God makes it worse.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I misread. Whoops.
No, I think you applied logic, and people keep doing that to these questions, and you just cannot do that.
Yeah.
Unacceptable. It's the same way people...
Unacceptable!
People try to read them, like, correct the grammar and spell it. You can't do that.
Nope.
No.
You have to read them as written. So is that what you think? It's Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain, Papa Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Papa
Grandpa, and with hanging...
And baby Grandpa.
And baby Grandpa.
With Dave Grohl on drums, banging on the door.
Uh-huh.
Dressed as the devil.
Right.
Yes.
But not in the cool, like, you know, movie effects thing. like in the movie. He's wearing just like a terrible Halloween costume devil.
Oh, like the John Lovitz devil costume?
Yes.
Just like, or like the guy who does, what's his name? He just wears like a red shiny suit. Is that the same idea? No. I forget John Lovitz devil.
He just had the red, like, the red onesie.
Yeah, the, like the vinyl Halloween suit.
Yeah.
Right. Like Evil Homer.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I am Evil Homer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am Evil Homer.
Yes.
With
right.
That guy's Spartan.
Yep. All right, so I think we've solved it.
Yeah. So, wait. Hmm? So, how did... But the question is, how to rid my house?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, just call an exterminator or something. Take care of the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems pretty straightforward to me.
Yeah.
You get an anti-devil device.
Yeah. So you open your yellow pages and go to the page that says exorcisms.
Wait. Your what pages?
Your yellow pages.
Your yellow what?
You know, your pages.
I'm not sure I understand what that is.
It's like this thing, interesting words.
What's that, Sabrina?
Don't you mean your yellow touchscreen?
Right. Oh, you mean those, that garbage that people leave on your step, right.
You put in their trunks in the winter for traction.
Oh, of course, my door stopped.
I thought they were for small kids to sit at the table when you don't own a booster seat.
That too.
They can be all these things and more, Al.
Yes. All right, Sabrina, any final thoughts? Anything? Any words of wisdom?
I kind of miss grunge music now.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, it's still around, but... And Dave Grohl's still kicking ass, right?
Well, I
think so.
He's still fighting Foo.
He fought the Foo and the Foo won.
No, the Foo didn't win.
No, he didn't win.
He's kept the Foo beaten back for, like, 10 years now. 15 yeah. years, something like that.
With his mighty mustache and beard.
Yep.
True.
That Foo is not... He's not going to be a threat to us at all. Nope. We just won't let it happen.
Nope. Bless right. you, Dave Grohl.
Yes. We appreciate the fine work that you're doing.
Yay.
All right. Well, always a pleasure, Sabrina.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for the excellent voice work you've done for us all year. We're very happy about well. That.
Yep.
So much fun to do it. I love it.
Awesome. It is one of the best accomplishments for me or Matt to give you a script and for you to break in the middle of it and laugh. It's like,
yep.
Yay, it worked.
That means we won.
Yep, because you're usually very professional when you give a read through, but if you break, then it must be good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Hooray.
All right. Your work is done. Well, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Now you have to say it.
Safe journey.
Hey, everybody. It's Mallory, formerly podcaster of Chuck vs. Mal, currently Matt's girlfriend, and not much else.
This is actually a retake, and I must point out, the first time you said Matt's, what was it, Matt's current girlfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, something similar.
You phrased it in a way that indicated that this was temporary. That
Matt's eventually not going to be around anymore, girlfriend.
Yeah, I feel like there was a conversation that needed to happen after that.
Well, it was where I made the mistake last time is that I put the current girlfriend first and the former podcaster second.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's so, former things, then current things.
Yes.
You need to arrange your CV in such a way that people read your things in reverse order.
And also your CB.
Yes. But CV is Latin for curriculum vitae, which apparently makes it more important than a resume, which is just French.
I thought it was Greek for 105.
Well, it is now.
Oh.
We were talking about revisiting this recording, and Mal said, let's try to capture lightning in a bottle. And I'd never really thought of that expression before, but I really would not want lightning in a bottle, and these two disagreed with me.
Yeah. Always. It would be sweet to have lightning in a bottle.
Lightning in a bottle would be extremely convenient.
In what way?
You could power things?
No, if you take it out of the bottle, you die.
No, you put an adapter on the cover.
Yeah,
on the
obviously.
Cover.
On the cover.
On the cover of the bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
On the cover of the bottle.
That's
why is this difficult?
Well, I don't have a lot of experience with bottled lightning.
Okay, well, you need to get your bottle of lightning.
I mean, in America, they come in cans. You can buy cans of lightning, but it doesn't come in bottles.
You're missing out.
See, for that, then you need the lightning can cozy, and you put that on there.
Right.
And that harnesses the power of the lightning without having to open it.
And then you can charge your flux capacitor. I got it.
Yeah. Exactly. Now you're catching on.
Okay.
You'll be a lightning bottler in no time.
Wow, I'm bottling it myself now?
That's you've heard the old Prova.
Prova.
Uh-huh. No lightning tastes as fine as the lightning you bottle yourself.
Hmm.
Now, what if you have lightning in a mason jar?
Ew, dude.
Well, I don't know. That's how they do it down south. I mean, they got
crass.
They got their what is it called? Moonshine.
I mean, I guess you could make lightning preserves.
Yeah.
You want to be kitschy about it, I guess?
No. It's not an ironic thing. It's just a folksy thing. It's just a down-home southern thing.
I don't think there's anything good about folksiness.
Mm-mm.
Well, I think Orville Redenbacher would disagree with you.
Yeah, but he wore a bow tie. You can't trust anything that guy says.
That's a good point.
And him and I disagree on a lot of things. This is nothing new.
Well, we all remember those famous debates.
The Roboth and Redenbacher debate?
Yeah, people who heard it on the radio thought that you won, but people who watched it on TV thought that he won.
I just don't photograph well.
Well, you're a podcaster, whereas Redenbacher's got the TV commercial charm and the bow tie, which also tests well.
Giving people popcorn.
Right.
They didn't even want it.
No, you're just giving out bottles of lightning.
Yes.
And he's got popcorn.
Ugh.
Although you really could have combined forces and done sort of a Jiffy Pop with lightning thing.
That would have been pretty awesome.
Hmm. Yeah, that was a missed marketing opportunity.
It was.
I just can't work with that guy.
No. No,
he's
guys,
such an asshole.
You could not put aside your differences.
No.
So,
exactly.
Mal, we have a question for you.
Okay, and I might have an answer.
Matt, I believe it's your turn to read this.
All right. Is it creepy to compliment a man on the scent of his cologne, workplace, or even outside of work?
Well, there are layers to that question.
There are layers. We usually get, you know, these questions that we have to decipher. At least this is coherent.
No, it is pretty coherent. I'll agree there.
You still have to figure out exactly what they're going for, but at least you don't also have to translate it from, you know, gibberish.
Yeah, it's still crazy.
It is. It's absolutely crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and say that no, it's not okay to compliment somebody on their cologne unless you know them very well.
Cologne.
It's like clamato plus cologne.
Oh, God. So you're like dousing yourself in tomato and clam.
Yeah, it's a decadent, rich, fishy scent.
Mm. With a hint of tomato.
Yeah, you smell it a lot down in, at piers.
Mm.
And other places, I don't know where anybody drinks clamato. That's fucking gross.
In piers where the tomato boats are unloaded.
I feel like it's kind of like a Reese's peanut butter cup situation where two boats crashed. And it's like, you got tomato in my clams. No, you got clams in my tomatoes. That's what I choose to believe.
Wait a minute. Yeah, absolutely.
These taste horrible together. Let's not go into business.
I'm pretty sure nobody's drinking clamato. I think it's an ingredient, but now I'm picturing people doing Clamato shots.
I guarantee there's at least one person in the world who just drinks Clamato because they love it.
I'm pretty sure you drink Clamato. Like, you can, I remember I heard there was, like, a Clamato beer that had beer mixed with it.
That sounds awful.
Also, just drink it. And also, the local diner by Matt's house has Clamato sitting in their, like, drink case. It's fucking weird.
Oh, shit, that's right.
All right. Well, I mean, I just made an assumption. I don't actually know. I can't imagine someone would drink that, but I guess I'm wrong.
No, I have problems imagining that it's existing in the world, let alone that somebody drinks it, but...
Yeah, that's pretty horrifying. Although, maybe it's a good mixer for bottled lightning.
It might be. That's where the mason jar comes in. I see where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
That fission.
All right, so apart from Clamato cologne, just standard cologne.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to say, one, if you have to ask the internet whether or not something is creepy, yeah, no, it's creepy.
Well, odds are it is.
Yeah.
Like, immediately, just you're like, is it creepy if? Go, yeah, no, it's creepy. You're asking the internet.
On the other hand, what better source? What better authority on creepiness but the internet, really?
But you have to be, like, self-aware
of creepiness.
And no one on the internet realizes they're creepy.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, that's a fair point there.
It's the one thing I've learned from my many years on the interwebs.
Yes.
Yeah, but no, it's not okay to compliment someone on their cologne unless you know them and you know they're wearing cologne. Mm-hmm. Because then you... I mean,
like, what if they just smell like that?
Yeah. You run the risk of going, hey, I like your cologne. And they're like, that's my natural sweat, baby.
Oh, that's my musk.
Yes, I don't know. That's just gross and that makes you weird and pheromones and all kinds of things are coming into play.
Okay, but let's back up a step. Does anyone wear cologne anymore?
No, I don't.
No, I don't either.
My natural musk is more than good enough.
No, see, I wear, I use soap and I use deodorant, but I have not found the need to layer an extra scent of wafting grossness on top of that.
I smell fantastic.
I mean, I'm a girl, so generally we don't wear cologne, but we have, like, perfumes and such, but I generally don't go for that. Because it's all flowery and shit.
Yeah, and generally, if you're around someone who wears cologne or perfume, they have this sort of stink cloud around them.
Yeah.
And it's not pleasant. It makes you gag, and it's like, what are you going... Did you not bathe?
Immediate migraine, and it's the worst.
Yeah.
The only place I think I smell cologne in the wild is, unfortunately, at conventions where geeks think that substitutes for showers.
Yeah, it does not.
No.
No.
I think the only acceptable application of cologne is if you're somebody's grandfather.
Yeah. In fact, that's the only time I actually smell cologne in the wild.
Does your grandfather live in the wild?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. Was he feral?
We have a place to put him now.
Oh, okay. Cuz I mean that's, feral grandfathers were a serious problem here for a while.
I just imagine, like, there's, like, a pole in the yard and a leash, and he just runs around it until he gets stuck.
Right. No, what we did, I mean, we did have that, but we did that just to play Tether Grandpa.
Right, right, of course.
Which, actually, we put on soft gloves. It didn't hurt him.
No, of course not. You're not cruel.
No, in fact, he put on a padded suit as well, and it was fun for him. We just bash him with Nerf into Nerf, and he just goes sailing, and it was a lot of fun.
He gets his exercise,
Uh-huh.
It's low impact.
And it tires him out so that he's not all excited at the end of the day.
Right. Which is important.
It is.
He curls up in his little bed.
Or basket.
You with your baskets. Mal, he's got this basket obsession. Do you know what this is about? Is this something that you've seen? You obviously talk to him more than anybody.
I mean, I just recently was at his house and his room was full of baskets.
It's true.
There was this thing in the 90s, and I don't know if it's still around, where, like, sort of the middle-aged housewives, they used to do the Tupperware parties, they would do these fancy baskets instead.
Yeah.
Do you think he's doing that? You think he's one of those creepy basket, like, basketeers, do they call them?
He's like making gift baskets and going around trying to convince other people to make gift baskets.
Right, it's like a pyramid scheme, only it's a pyramid-shaped basket.
I would say yes, but I don't think he would give up any of the baskets. He says he's gonna sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
no.
He's just hoarding them.
Right. Now, this is a thing I've only just found out this evening. And
the basket thing?
The basket thing. And he keeps bringing it up. And, I mean, whether it's charming snakes out of them or putting picnic food in them or...
Picnic food in
them. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, well, no, there's two different kinds. There's picnic and there's picnic.
That's
different
true.
Things.
And never the two shall meet.
Right. And then, of course, putting bread in them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, did he really reference a bread basket?
He did.
Yeah.
Matt, what is wrong with you?
We were playing a
sort
of
you?
Guessing game, and he said, is it bigger than a bread basket?
No, I think he's just quoting stuff now.
Well,
that's also entirely possible.
So are you watching The Basket Show?
It's called The Baskets.
Well, so I was assuming it was some kind of terrible, like, hoarder's show or something like that. Like,
no, it's the adventures of a family of baskets.
Do they have googly eyes?
Of course they have googly eyes. How else would they see?
I don't know.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Are the googly eyes on the handle or are they on the front of the basket?
Clearly it depends on what the basket is.
See, I assume they're on the handle because then the flap can talk like the mouth.
Yeah.
Well, see, and that's the case on the picnic basket. Mm-hmm. But on, say, the wicker basket, not so much.
See, you were denying this whole basket thing before, but now you're showing your true
Well, you've outed me, okay? I might as well embrace it.
You're a wicker sexual.
Yes.
I'm in shock, frankly.
Yeah, but, you know.
Now I have a chair I'd like you to sit in.
Chair is not a basket, Matt.
No, but it is made of wicker.
And if you're in it, then it's a sort of container.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I can't argue with that, I suppose.
You can't.
That you can
try, but
flawless.
You will not succeed.
I feel like we went on a very strange tangent here.
Yeah, that happens.
Nothing new there.
And Matt's pro-basket agenda.
Yeah.
So any further thoughts on this cologne thing? I mean, you're pretty much just an answer to this, and it is creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy. Don't do it. I just...
Don't compliment people. Don't talk to people.
Yeah, just don't talk to people in general. No one wants to talk to you. No one wants to talk to anyone.
Right.
Don't get involved in the world around you.
No. Don't make eye contact. Just look down.
This is what the internet is for. Just talk to people on Twitter.
Yep.
Don't engage in real life.
Right.
Then you're going to get maced or something, and then it's a whole big deal.
Don't anything ever.
Yeah. Just leave verbs out of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the easiest way to live.
Agreed.
All right.
Something, always nothing.
Right. This has been a public service announcement from us.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Mal, any final thoughts?
No. I got nothing.
All right. Well, all right. Baskets.
Baskets.
Matt, you're not even saying the thing anymore.
Safe journey.
The right side.
Hello.
Right,
I am Jesse Pants.
That was similar to the way the Gavs opened Drunken Time Travel, only a bit crunchier.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying some of the cheese balls that I bought. Because, you know, cheese balls.
Of course. Sure. You've neutered some cheese, and now you're enjoying the leavings of that process.
Exactly. I bought them at Target. They had this giant bucket, big...
Yes, I'm well aware of the buckets of cheese balls.
Yeah. Not geese cues, cheese balls.
Cheese balls.
Right. So, you know, the big sort of
it's
cheese
like a barrel.
Ball joke.
It's like a
transparent
barrel.
It's a barrel. It's a barrel of cheese balls. Yep. And I bought it at Target for $5, and I was really excited. And then I tried to open it.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't.
Penetrable barrel of cheese balls.
Mm-hmm. I hurt myself trying to twist the head off of the thing. Like, I hurt my wrist.
I'm just imagining you going to the emergency room and trying to explain a cheese ball barrel-related injury.
I sprained my wrist opening cheese balls. Don't judge me.
Yeah.
I feel like I hurt myself today trying to open a thing of cheese balls. Maybe the worst Johnny Cash song ever.
That sounds more like a Tom Waits song to me.
It could be both.
All right.
Well, I ultimately did triumph because I did not actually injure myself. I was not bleeding and nothing was broken except for the lid because I got the screwdriver out of my glove box and I pried that fucker off.
Well, see, I figured you'd go with a knife and just cut him out.
I didn't have a knife is the thing. I did try to stab it, though.
Yeah. Well, I figured you're always about the shanking, so I thought you would always have a knife within reach.
Well, no, that's why you don't have a knife within reach. Yeah. That's why you have to build your own.
It's for the safety of others. Mm-hmm. So I have to really want to stab something bad enough to build one, in which case then I'm good to go. But if I just carried a knife, I would just walk around slicing people.
Yeah, that's right. Probably not good.
It would be bad. So I did try stabbing it with a screwdriver, though, hard. Really hard. I dented the thing, but I didn't.
Was it
didn't really break the plastic.
Straight slot or Phillips?
That would be... Yeah, the flat, the straight slot, as you call it. I'm not sure.
Phillips is the X, right?
Nomenclature.
Oh, I have no idea if that's the right thing or not.
I'm doing air quotes.
It sounds professional. I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, I think it's just a flathead screwdriver. I think, but yeah. So I pried that fucking thing right off, and then I had cheese balls.
Now let me ask you this: after you had 3 or 4 handfuls, did you say, "Christ, why did I buy so many fucking cheese balls"?
Yes.
That's what happens to me. That barrel looks amazing. Oh my God, I'm going to eat those for a month. They're going to be awesome. And then after the second time, I was like, I'm never getting through these. This is disgusting.
What have I done?
I'm actually on my second time right now, so they're still delicious. But I anticipate that...
Yeah, you're not going to make it even halfway down the barrel and you're going to be like, ugh.
No, I don't believe that I will.
Yeah.
So
fish crackers.
What's that?
Nature's greatest snack food.
No, goldfish, on the other hand, I never get sick of those.
No.
And they only come in those stupid little, half-pint bags.
Seriously, they need to come, fucking family size. They need to come in a giant barrel.
No, those, they need to come in, what do you call it, a water tower.
Do you guys not have an industrial-sized carton?
I think
I actually have seen that.
I think they do, but only of the cheddar kind.
Yes. No, that's why.
Well, that's the only kind of goldfish you get in Canada, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
What the hell kind of horrible country do you live in that you only get one flavor of goldfish?
Hey, man, we still have cheddar goldfish. Well, arguably the best type of goldfish.
Well, I mean, that's true. But
tried the others.
No, I have tried the others. Mel brought me a ton of them the first time she came visiting.
And Parmesan is amazing.
Yeah, I didn't care for Parmesan. Ah!
Don't like apples. Don't like Parmesan. What the hell is wrong with you?
Hey, I'm complicated, all right?
What about the pretzel ones?
Oh, those are fucking awesome.
I was going to say, we might have to end this partnership if you don't like pretzel goldfish.
Man, I didn't even get my question, and you guys are breaking up? Son of a bitch.
Why do you make us fight, Jesse?
You can
because
you can always,
I,
you can always
I,
tell people
I
you're
like
here
it.
At the end.
Yeah.
I want to see you get in a slap fight. A little girly snap.
That's
fight.
Hard from when you're in two different countries.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
I mean, I'm going there in like
pretty
a week
long
and a half.
Arms.
Yeah. So you do have a question, and you got one of the good ones.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know if I'd call this good, but it's definitely.
Well, these are chosen at random. I didn't choose this specifically for you, but you ended up with one of the better ones. And it goes thusly: does anyone else have eructophilia, burping fetish? Which means sexual attraction toward burps, like to listen to them.
Now, before I like that clarification.
Before you answer this, I need to mention this question was asked at least three times by the same person in a succession of a few hours. He asked the question on Yahoo Answers, didn't get an answer, like 5-6 hours later, posted it again, then like an hour later, posted it again. So this guy really, really wants to know if he's alone in his fetish or if there are other people like him.
Well,
I mean, it's got a name, so.
It's true.
Well, lots of things have names.
That's true,
he
too.
He might have made that up. Did anybody look that up, or we just assume that that's what it is?
Well, I didn't Google it. I mean, everything you read on the internet is true, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Especially
I think you know by now that I never do any prep for this show.
No, of course not.
Well, you know, who doesn't have that, really? I mean.
I can't even
pretend. That's gross. That's really gross.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't even be funny. Ew. No. Ew. It's like, ew.
But come on. We gotta explore this. We gotta, you know. Does he just
Nothing
wanna
turns me on more than sounding like somebody just vomited all over themselves.
No. I'm not saying you have to pretend. I'm saying let's look at this logically. Let's look at it objectively. Does it just involve hearing a burp? Or does it involve, like, burping during a blowjob, or you know what I mean? Like,
you know, that actually is a really interesting question. I mean, what's the context? I mean, if you were just like walking by someone and they burp, are you gonna like get a hard on, or are we talking about, you know, in specific contexts?
That's what I mean. Like, if you're giving someone a hickey and then you burp a little while your mouth is on them, or you know,
oh honey, belch.
Yeah. Or it gets worse.
Oh no.
During a kiss.
Ah!
Well, but really, we gotta, you know, we gotta figure out what this guy wants before we can answer his question.
I think I know exactly what he wants.
I don't know that I do.
He wants to be told that he's not alone, and he is.
I think he's very, very alone and will be forever.
I bet he's not.
No, you're right.
I bet if we Google
way too much on the internet to know that there's definitely a very I'm much larger than you think subculture of that.
I bet if
I'm
we
not comfortable with that.
I bet if we Google erectophilia, sexual attraction.
I'm gonna eat cheese ball.
Burping and belching. Oh, and look, the third Google match is this guy's question on
how do you spell it?
It's a very small subgroup then.
Eructo and then philia.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm seeing are definitions and this guy's question.
So
I'm not seeing any forums or any like you know, porn sites or anything like that.
You know what? The more I see this, the more I think this guy might actually be the only one.
He might have even invented the word.
Yeah. He broke it down.
Thank you for the porn industry. Oh no. That's funny or die. That doesn't count.
Yeah, you can't get any valid information off of Funny or Die.
No, because I always choose Die, and yeah. They're all still alive. That's not cool.
The G.I. Joes are singing about.
Okay, this is... Okay, no. This is an adult site, but it's just an adult site with definitions. Yeah, I really... Oh, here's phone sex. There Whoa. You go. That's how it would work.
That must be a really easy way for a really desperate person to make money.
I don't know. There's some people who can't make themselves burp.
Really?
I guess if you keep some soda on hand, but, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
I just tried it. It didn't work.
Yeah, so you can do a little belch, but like a nice big, you know, throaty burp, that's hard.
I had a friend who used to, like, conduct her burps.
Really? Well, I mean,
like, you start you know them some, and then she'd cut them off. It was brilliant.
You know, some singers, some professional, like, voice types. Was it one of those, or was it just some chick you knew?
Not a professional voice type, but she is a theater type.
Hmm.
That
feels like a talent you could really exploit in a, yeah. you know, in a performance medium.
In a yeah. burping musical?
Yeah, no, a burping opera, man.
Of course.
Burping opera. Yes. Oh, God, don't sully it for me, please.
That's right. I'm waiting for Matt to say burpra.
That's funny, though.
Sorry, I was thinking about one of the alternatives, like Der Farter Mouse.
That's not bad. So, but the answer to this guy's question is yes, you are alone.
Yep, absolutely, utterly alone.
We have a consensus. All three of us agree.
Mm-hmm.
When the top Google match is you asking the question, I think that's a good sign.
That's probably a pretty good sign.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to take this as a reason to, say, kill yourself, because it would be a shame if the world lacked you.
Really?
Yes. We need the one person so that we're not him.
Well, that's a good point.
Yep.
Every now and then it's important to keep people around just to remind you that you're better than someone.
Yep. And if he died, what if the curse passed on to someone else? No one deserves that.
That's true.
No, not at all.
But in your darkest, bleakest hour where you're like, oh, is my life even worth? Well, at least I'm not the burp guy.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That'll get somebody off a ledge.
Yep.
So, good job, burp guy. You saved some lives today.
You saved some lives today, my friend. Well done.
You're the real hero.
Yes. All right, Jesse. Well, always a pleasure. Enjoy your cheese balls until
you start enjoying them. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm getting close.
Yeah. You're getting to the cheese ball threshold.
I am. I'm about to hit the glass cheese ball ceiling.
Matt, I think your Shawshank remake should be called The Glass Cheese Ball Ceiling.
Done.
All right. All right, Jesse, take care and safe journey, apparently.
Peace out.
That's what we're saying now.
Yeah, safe journeys.
I guess.
Safe journey to my living room. Okie dokie.
Hi, I'm Shauna Zioko Marting, otherwise known as Shozo, otherwise known as the...
Well, now you're Shozo Ma, right?
Yeah. Shazoma.
Oh, nice. I was so proud of that nickname.
Shazoma, the superior Zioko sibling of the three Ziokos, one of them being Scott, who decided not to do a cluster flonk this year.
We're not going to call him out for that, but...
I'm calling him out for that.
Yeah, since you
If you're going to do it, we'll hop on the bandwagon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any time to call out Scott is a good time to call out Scott, especially when he can't defend himself.
We're all about that. We're all about the cowardly insulting of people when they're not around.
That's okay. Oh, he can't hear us. He's inside wolves.
Oh, right. Something about wolves. So, first of all, Shauna, the wolf in the room is that you have been married recently, and we want to congratulate
yes.
you.
Yes,
congratulations.
From each of us and from the show.
Thank you.
From all of us to all of you, have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Aww.
And a happy wedding marriage thing. A marriage license. As I was saying as we were warming up here, every time I see your hyphen name, by the way, I respect the hyphen. I like the name with that. But you are Zioko Marting, and I keep seeing Zioko Mart, and I keep thinking you have opened some sort of convenience store or small
Someday.
Department store.
Someday. We're working on it. We're working on it. We've got the ground plans laid out,
mm-hmm.
and we just got to convince Scott that it's a good idea.
Oh.
That's going to take forever.
Well, good luck.
I think it's easier to convince Scott that something's a good idea if it's not his idea.
Yes.
And I think he has good ideas. I want to be clear about that. He doesn't think he has good ideas.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. So,
yeah
it's a lost cause.
Anyway, the thing is, like, we know you through Scott, but I feel like we should be talking more about you. Like, I love Scott, and I, you know, I wish he was on, but...
Yeah, but he bailed on us.
Yeah, this is your appearance. Let's,
that guy.
Hi!
Let's talk about you
instead. I'm Shauna. What's up?
Well, we have a question for you.
We do!
Oh.
And as with so many of these, it is... yeah. I'm going to take this one, Matt.
Very well.
And the question is, Who are some evil counselors of today? Be specific and explain their sin. This is for my project in English. Also, dumb your answer down for me, please. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, okay. Bye.
Well, I can say that I am uniquely suited to this question.
Well, you do know your sin. I'll give you that.
True.
Yeah, I am actually a licensed theologian. On Excellent. Top of that, I have been a camp counselor.
Ooh.
So I've got that counseling thing
the
going
best
on.
Judges of evil there are.
Yes.
Yes. And I happen to know English, so
oh, wow.
There's that going for me, too.
This is perfect.
Now,
it's perfect.
Are you a licensed English speaker? Because I don't think we've had one of those before.
No, unfortunately, I'm too American to speak proper English.
Don't,
I'm working
don't speak
on
the
it.
King's English,
right?
Next year, I'm all practicing right. with my proper BBC and whatnot.
Well, let me ask you this: how British are you?
Mm. How British am I?
Yes.
Not enough.
Not very, obviously.
Never enough.
Okay, let's backtrack a sec. And this, don't take this as mockery because it's not, but what exactly does a licensed theologian, like, what does that mean? What does that entitle you to? What powers do you get by having a license in theology?
Well, besides the fact that it guarantees that I will
Aren't
not...
Are going to heaven?
It guarantees that I do not have a job.
Ah.
Besides working at Target.
So you better be getting into heaven then.
Right.
Yeah, I really hope so, because otherwise I've paid quite a bit of money for all that schooling. But
I figure you get to the cartoon pearly gates and you pull out your license and St. Peter just says, okay, you're in. Off you go.
Oh, no, I'm Lutheran, so that means that I can't work my way into heaven. I'm
okay, well then you can just, nail the license to the pearly gates.
I always enjoy a good Martin Luther nailing things to the door joke.
Yeah, well, somebody told him that was a bunch of bull, so he burned it.
Ah.
Ah, sorry.
That was good. I got it. That was a good pun. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, so your qualifications to answer this question are quite high, apparently.
Yes, yeah, some evil counselors of today. I personally believe that some of the evil counselors have to be school guidance counselors.
Oh, clearly.
They are the crusher of dreams.
Well, and of course, there's the old cliche of if you were any good at career guidance, you wouldn't be a school guidance counselor.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm talking, and I'll be specific, like it says.
Mm-hmm.
My school guidance counselor reported to my parents because I put down that I wanted to be a costumed character at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that, obviously, I have no ambition. I don't know. You have to be pretty ambitious to do this.
Oh my
I
mean,
you've got to be goddamn incredible to succeed at that.
I've been in a giant mascot costume before. I was McGruff the Crime Dog once, and I was the Easter Bunny another time. Okay, first of all, you got to wear that horrible hot costume all damn day.
Exactly.
You got to be nice to children, and you got to do it in a way where you can't even speak.
Yeah, and you've got to be in character.
Yeah, most of my, I can be good to kids. I'm not bad at it. But most of it is making eye contact and maybe occasionally saying things. And you
I don't know. I liked the idea of not having to speak.
Really?
And not having to make eye contact, just kind of pretending to make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm the right size. I'm 5'4", which is the size that you have to be most of the face characters so that they're not too tall.
Uh-huh.
I've actually put study into this, but unfortunately they reported to my parents who then said, oh no, she's joking. So they didn't put me on the right career track.
Oh man.
Which is why I'm now a starving theologian.
Working at Zioko Mart, right.
Yeah, getting ready for Zioko Mart where I can make my own costume mascot.
Yeah, damn it.
Well, I mean, that seems to have been working out pretty well.
Oh, you know, we could synergize this. We could make a Sarcastic Voyage theme park.
Yay!
Which we would license to you. You could take care of all the business and rake in most of the profits, and we could just lend our characters and name to it.
And I'll make all the little puppets for the Small World ride.
Yes!
It's a small world that I own!
It's a small, small world.
Yes!
It's a small closet Brilliant. That you sleep in.
Nickland. I want to ride the teacups. I've just filled them with tea, sir.
And all the, the worst food booths ever.
Oh, yes. Or the best, depending on who you are.
Like the waffle funnel cakes, but there's like pizza toppings on it.
Yes, and they're filled with creamed corn. And
sounds fantastic.
Oh, God. All right, so I'm really trying to figure out where this question is actually coming from. What do they get? Who are some of the evil counselors of today? Who talks like that?
It's your definition of counselor. Are you talking about evil counselors as school counselors? Are you talking counselors as camp counselors? Which I was an evil camp counselor myself, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like my first go-to is the chick from sleepaway camp.
Yeah, yeah. Or are we talking more like high counselor, like Emperor Palpatine counselor?
No, I think that's spelled different. I think that's spelled with an I.
Yeah, but Yahoo Answers is not known for its spelling, so
we learned that the hard way.
We learned that with the girl who had a dream about being out in the desert.
Yeah, man, I messed up my Rick roll the other day by misspelling dessert.
Damn it!
One messes up their Rick roll.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he said he was never going to give me up, so I told him I'd never let him down. Never turn around and desert you.
Oh. Except you were going to desert him.
Yes. Yes.
I saw you post that on Facebook, actually, and I was wondering if that was actually your wedding vows, because that was amazing.
I wish. I kind of wish, but it...
The couple have written their own vows. Well.
It was terrible. He didn't get the reference right away until for like
okay,
5 minutes.
That's okay, though, because his was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song.
No, I feel like she chose better. Also, I'm picturing Rick Astley as the whatever you Lutherans
like the
have.
Minister or whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say priest, but I guess Lutherans would have a minister. Is that right? Officiating.
Officiate, yes.
Authority.
Guy.
How about that?
Yes.
But front guy.
Anyway, it's Rick Astley in black.
Yes.
That's the important thing.
Yeah. Do you vow never to give this person up?
Never to let
never
this person
let down.
Yep.
It's not bad vows, actually.
Yeah. No, that would.
It
would
works.
Work.
It works. Yeah. Yep. But. Yeah, this question, I just got to say that I'm going to say guidance counselors are the really evil ones because they crush everyone's dreams from doing the really unusual things. Like if somebody said, hey, I want to be a radio show host these days, you know, they wouldn't realize that you could be a podcast host.
Right.
No, they'd say, no, radio is gone and crush.
And, you know, you certainly don't want to discourage people from podcasting because there is big money in this.
Oh yeah. Make at least as much as licensed theologians.
Yes.
Theologians.
I mean, Matt and I, every night, like we have separate ones because we're in different countries. We have giant Scrooge McDuck money bins that we swim around in because this gig pays so well.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's all about the money. Yeah.
Yes, it's all about the toonies for Matt and.
It was until that magic duck stole my number one toonie.
Damn it.
Ah,
Clum Cold.
I thought it was one of those crazy guys' badger thingies with like a vacuum.
Could
come
be.
In, suck up all the coins, and somehow they miraculously fill up in the bag and empty out the entire vault. Yeah,
makes sense to me.
Yeah, that's just
makes
logical.
Sense.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there.
Yep.
Completely.
All right, Shauna. Well, always a pleasure. We appreciate your time, and
once again,
congratulations.
Yes.
Thanks.
And Matt, now we have an official farewell to all of our guests. So please, won't you bless us with that?
Safe journeys.